headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Everyone's got four fingers up in the air.
I saw 12. Strong.
And, well, quarter number four is brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Yeah. By the way, just an announcement for us here.
It's coming soon, right?
Not next week, the following week. In 2 weeks, Kevin will be in. He'll have a few samples for us to try. So we're looking forward to that. I have to get to it. Bleed blue and white.
Drink blue and light.
All right. Once more, Andrew P., thank you for the assistance. It's quarter number four. A week ago, we talked about the offensive depth chart. This week, gentlemen, we're going to talk defense. Defense wins championships, right?
It certainly doesn't hurt. I think Michigan would argue otherwise.
Yeah, Michigan. Why does everyone keep talking about Michigan?
Well, because they had a really good defense except for the last two games they played.
Yeah, well, and they just keep underperforming down the stretch and just kind of fizzle.
Just as an aside here, guys, this is the Keystone Kickoff Show where we talk about Penn State football.
It's kind of Andy's fault there.
All right, but let's blame Andy. That's what you're here for, Andrew P.
Got it.
You do it well. All right, let's start up front. Let's start with the defensive tackles. The team lost Kevin Givens, a big loss, right?
I think a fairly significant loss just because he had a unique skill set for that position. And I don't see that skill set necessarily yet behind him.
So the foundation, we're going to start with Robert Windsor. Greg will be one of the starters. Who's going to be lining up next to him when the game starts?
I think the guy with the biggest upside is P.J. Mustipher.
Agreed.
And I think then after that, there's a lot of guys that might be good, but they're just unproven. We talked off the air about Antonio Shelton. We talked a little bit about who was the other guy?
Ellison Jordan.
Here's a guy that, like, who knows? Like, I'm not talking about Ellison Jordan.
I know where you're going though.
The Culpepper kid. I mean, he had a year to kind of settle in. His dad was a NFL player and a very good one.
James's name dropped a little bit on him.
He's a guy that I think bears watching. I think we've forgotten a little bit about Fred Hansard because he had the knee injury. I think he hurt his knee against Michigan State, and they liked him before that.
Damian Barber
is a guy that certainly looks like he could play defensive tackle at Penn State, but seeing will be believing.
I'm looking for somebody at the defensive tackle position at Penn State to not be the guy that looks like Tarzan and plays a little bit like Jane.
All right, guys.
That's what you're looking for. You're looking for a guy that looks like Tarzan and plays a little bit more like Tarzan.
I'm not going to let you guys off the hook. You got a name. Give me your four-man rotation at defensive tackle.
Okay.
Give me your two deep.
It'll be Windsor, Mustipher, Shelton. And we talked about C.J. Thorpe. I assuming he goes to offense, I think the guy that I'd watch out for is Hansard coming off the knee.
I'm going to go Windsor, Mustipher, Shelton, and Fred Hansard.
You should have just said ditto.
No. I'm going Judge Culpepper.
All right, there's your opening. Go for it, Bob, if you want to go after him.
No, that's like fishy with dynamite. Well, Ross would be all in on that. I'm not.
I was between
same. Next time, just say same.
I was between Hansard and Culpepper, and I, you know, knee injuries takes a long.
All right, all right, we got it, Andy. Ditto. All right, defensive ends. Let's go there. Similar to defensive tackle, we lose a starter, but
very good starter.
Very good starter.
But we have a great starter returning.
Mm-hmm.
Eater Gross Matos. Sharif Miller on the other side is gone.
Yeah.
So let's start. Who's going to be the starter across from Matos?
So I think you obviously mentioned Shane Simmons, and I think he's definitely If he definitely ever plays up to his advanced billing, I think he's obviously going to be a key player. One thing I'll say, because we'll talk about – you talk about Simmons and you talk about a guy like Shaka Toney, and Shaka Toney obviously did something in the fourth quarter at Indiana that I don't think anyone's ever done at Penn State.
Correct.
4 sacks, not only in a game, which is a ties a record for a game, but 4 sacks in a quarter. I'm sure that's never been done. So here's my thing. Can either of those guys play the run? Because right. if they can't, the guy that you have to watch for is Nick Tarbert.
They I think they have like 3 or 4 guys to be the third down edge rusher back. I don't think they have another
who's going to set the edge
cut
first
option
down.
Right for first/second down.
I think that's why I think
that's what they
like
have to
Nick
find.
Tarburton might be a guy that they. It's so funny. Penn State list. I just looked at his numbers on the. On the roster, they list him at 245. James said at last year coming out of January was 260, so I'm quite sure he'll be about 270. So it's just kind of it's like, guys, can you just update your roster once in a while? I think he is big enough, and I think he's a guy that might be able to, at the very least, when they know it's a run, maybe factor in there. I don't know who else it would be. I think Shane Simmons and Shaka Toney are best used
correct
when it's time to rush the passer.
Doesn't this look like a position where they're going to do a lot of mixing and matching, first down and versus third down?
We also probably have to be taken to task because we haven't mentioned Jason Owe yet.
That's where I was headed.
That's the guy that fits best behind Etor,
right? Jason Owe and Micah Parsons are allowed to talk, I want to talk about this 40-yard dash that apparently took place that they're both claiming they won. But teammates are saying that Owe won. And if that's true, this guy has got to be a freak.
But doesn't he look like Etor Gross-Matos? That's the position that –
absolutely.
That's where he is. He's not the bookend for Etor.
But when it's third down
– on third down, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But I'm talking first and second
on
down.
On third and long, might we say see Etor move inside and get two more of these rush defensive
Etor,
ends
Owe,
in?
Tony – Windsor. Windsor had 7.5 sacks last year. I think that could be your pass rush right there.
Yeah, I don't think third down or second and long is a problem. I think it's first down and a second down where you got 2nd and 9 and 8. And I just think first and second down are key. I don't think they have a problem anything second long or third down at all.
Let's move to my favorite area. Let's talk linebackers. I'm not even going to set it up for you guys. Just Andy, you start us off. Where do we go?
Well, I think linebacker was the biggest question mark as we headed into 2018, and it's the clear-cut strength of maybe the entire football team heading into 2019. That just shows you the talent levels / development / Micah Parsons is a freak playing a position for the first time as in a full-time role. I mean, I think they're comfortable and confident with Parsons, Cam Brown, Jan Johnson. I think Jesse Lucade is part of the conversation. I think Ellis Brooks is part of the conversation. You've got some young guns in there. We don't know, but you get to learn on your own terms, I think, a little bit from the young guns. Can they push and are they good enough to make it impossible to keep them off the field? How good is that a position to be in? That they are so good that you can't keep them off the field? That's where Penn State's at.
Bob, I know you made the trip down to Virginia, met Brandon Smith, right? Are they going to be able to keep him off the field? What are your impressions of this guy?
I think he'll play. I think that he could play more than one position. I think he could play inside. He could also play outside. They were tinkering with that when he was down in Florida at the Under Armour camp. I think if he adds about he was about 225. He's a big kid though. He's like every bit of 6'4", 6'5". So I think if he adds about 5 to 7 pounds, he's got the instincts. He's got the attitude. He can run. I think he told me I ran a 4.4, by the way. So my only thought on linebacker is I think both Dixon and Smith probably will play. And just let's not forget about special teams with those guys because
– that matters.
I don't know if you guys remember, but last year's special teams were not that good. So
is that right?
I think that even if they're going to play – a couple series a game at the start, it's worth it to play them on special teams. My other bold prediction as we get to March is absolutely all in on Etor, all in on Micah taking the next step. I think that Tariq Castro-Fields is a guy that's going to take the next step. But my bold prediction is in the offseason, we're going to look back on it and say, we did not talk enough about Cam Brown. We did not talk enough about Cam Brown. I think this is going to be a breakout year for Cam Brown. Although he does miss the first half of the opener again. Was it Idaho? Because of targeting.
Right.
He's got some ground to make up.
That could be significant.
I just think this kid has finally figured it out, and he is a top athlete, and he was very disruptive during the second half of last year.
You did see that improvement as the season went on. Okay, we still got a couple minutes left. Let's see if we can work out the depth chart for the defensive backs. Let's start at cornerback. Our favorite, Amani O, has moved on. We'll see him on draft day.
We will.
We have John Reed. We have Castro Fields. We have Donovan Johnson. Mm-hmm. Bob, let's start with you. What are you looking at for
the
cornerback?
The question is that they're going to play four. They're going to play four corners. And I think we know who three of them definitely are. I don't know what order they're going to work out. I don't know if – I would imagine Reed will move to the slot when they face a spread, and Donovan will be outside if he's healthy. I think that's a really good corner group. They got to identify their fourth corner who they like, and I'm sure that there's some people that they do like. I mean, he prefers length, but of those three, only one of them has any length at all, and that's Tariq. So we'll see. I think that Amani, considering how well he's going to be the first Penn State player off the board in the draft. You know, after Trace, Sharif Miller. No, I shouldn't. After Trace, in terms of loss, he might be the biggest loss to Penn State. And
oh,
he's going to, even though he's got a bigger upside in the NFL, I think he's probably their second biggest loss, even more than Sharif.
Do you have a favorite, Andy, for the fourth
cornerback? I do not. I think here's my thought on the cornerback position. There's a huge gap between the top three and the next two or three. And I think one of the biggest concerns for me on defense is figuring out the next two or three at corner beyond the three that we already know. I think they have to close that gap.
All right, we got a minute left to talk safety.
Yeah, time this just right.
Let's go with you first, Andy. Who do you want to talk about there now that we have Lamont Wade back?
Yeah, I think it's oddly the safety position is weirdly a question mark, although I thought Garrett Taylor had a solid season. Would you agree, Bob?
Yes, he did.
I thought he was solid. I think Jonathan Sutherland has sort of snapped up the job just by being that good. I mean,
I'm interested about the JUCO, the Brisker kid. I know I talked about JUCO's got to wait and see, but I think that that's a position where if you're athletic, I think that that's, as James likes to say, the further you're away from the ball, the easier it is to play when you get to Penn State right away. And I think they need a third safety desperately.
They desperately need to find a third safety, and they desperately need to find a third corner.
And I believe I think the JUCOs that they brought in was not so much the desperation as we saw a few years ago. I think it was very strategic. This is where we needed help, and we think these guys could help us. All right, that's it for this week's show. Remember to download the Keystone Sports app from your app store. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Andy. And we'll see you all next week.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.